This is the Sakar Muli of 15th of July 2026. Essence. Sweet children, only with the power of yoga will the rust on you souls be removed. Therefore never be careless about yoga. Question. What method has the Father shown you children for you to claim your unlimited inheritance, in which Maya creates obstacles everywhere? Answer. The Father has shown you the method. Children, you Brahma Kumars and Kumaris are the children of the one Father, brothers and sisters. Therefore you must not criminally assault one another. Brothers and sisters must not indulge in vice. Follow Shiv Baba's directions and claim your unlimited inheritance. However, Maya is no less. She continues to create obstacles everywhere in this. You forget that you are brothers and sisters and that you are claiming your inheritance from the One Father. Song. Having found you, we have found the whole world. The earth, the sky, everything belongs to us. Om Shanti. Just one line of the song is enough. You children know that you receive your unlimited inheritance from the unlimited Father, and that you receive it every cycle. You children also know that Bharat truly did receive the unlimited inheritance, but doesn't have it any longer. It is receiving it once again. You can see that it no longer has the inheritance of heaven. It receives the curse of hell from Ravan. A curse causes sorrow for human beings. Through blessings, that is, through the inheritance, there is happiness. You Brahmin children know that he is the unlimited, incorporeal Father, and that Prajapita Brahma is the unlimited, corporeal Father. No one but Prajapita Brahma can be an unlimited, corporeal Father. Gandhiji was called Bapuji, Father, but according to the law, he couldn't be the father of the human world. Shiva is the father of the whole incorporeal world. You children now understand that you belong to Shiv Baba. Shiv Baba has come and made you belong to him in order to give you the inheritance. Why do you come to Madhaban? You come to meet Shiv Baba. However, he is incorporeal. When you just say Shiv Baba, people don't understand anything, and this is why he is called Bap Dada, Shiv Baba and Brahma Dada. The name Dada is separate from the name of the Father. The incorporeal one is the Father of all. He is also the Dada, grandfather of all. All of you children definitely receive the inheritance from Bap Dada. You all receive the inheritance from the unlimited Father. That Father is the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness for all. No human being in the Golden Age can be unhappy. The very name is heaven. He is God the Father who establishes heaven. Bharat is the oldest land of all. It must also have been the newest land of all, and it has therefore now become the oldest of all. Only Bharat is called the Golden Age and the Iron Age. Truly Bharat was heaven, and Lakshmi and Narayan used to rule there. You have this in your intellects. Now when you go to a Lakshmi and Narayan temple, it quickly enters your intellects how they received their inheritance, how they became worthy of worship, when they ruled the kingdom, and from whom they received that kingdom. All of this enters your intellects. Previously, when you used to go to a Lakshmi and Narayan temple, you would turn the beads of a rosary, but you didn't know anything about their occupation. This is only in your intellects now, but that too is number-wise. When you now go and stand in a Lakshmi and Narayan temple, you become very happy. It is in your intellects how they attained their reward. They attained it at the confluence age, because it is then that the old world has to change. The Father only comes at the confluence age and teaches you Raja Yoga. You also know that in the last of his many births, this one truly was Brahma. The land of Vishnu is established through Brahma. Lakshmi and Narayan were Saraswati and Brahma in their previous birth. Together with Brahma, there must also have been Brahmins. It was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan in the Golden Age. There also has to be the father of people, Prajapita. You know that you are making effort. We observe as detached observers all of those who made effort in the previous cycle. One is the royal family and the other is the family of subjects, among whom some are very wealthy and others less so. Among the kings too, some are very wealthy and others are not so wealthy. You can explain to anyone in a Lakshmi and Narayan temple how they claimed their kingdom. They are once again claiming their fortune of the kingdom. The kingdom is being established. It is so easy. People don't even know who Amba is. You would say that this one is Jagadamba, the World Mother. The World Mother and the World Father existed in the previous cycle too. You were their children. Baba is teaching us Raja Yoga at the confluence age. There are many children of Jagadamba, but they can't all be allowed to stay here. Each of you has now received a third eye of this knowledge. The Father is the ocean of knowledge and would therefore definitely give you children this knowledge. He is neither called a human being nor a deity. He is only called God. When you go to any deity's temple, you can tell people their biography. You can even explain about Rama. The Moon Dynasty is being established now. This Brahmin religion is being established through Brahma. The name of Brahma is very well known. The Father creates Brahmins through Brahma. Because you Brahma Kumars and Kumaris are children of the One Father, you understand that you are brothers and sisters. Therefore you must not criminally assault one another. Brothers and sisters must not indulge in vice. The Father has created this method according to the Dharma. You are a Brahma Kumar and I am a Brahma Kumari. In fact, the whole world is of Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, but they don't know it. We are claiming our unlimited inheritance by following Shiv Baba's directions. Maya is no less, either. She continues to create obstacles in all directions. We forget that we are brothers and sisters and are claiming the inheritance from the One Father. You understand very clearly that there is just the one religion in the Golden Age. All other religions are to be destroyed. You children also know that this is nothing new. This cycle continues to turn every 5,000 years. The time and date are already written. It should also remain in your intellects that you are claiming the inheritance from Shiv Baba with this method. You have been shown your aim. Remember the Father and claim the inheritance from the Father. The rust will be removed by your having remembrance, that is, with the power of yoga. Don't become careless and make any mistakes about this. This is why you receive Muralis. Those whose intellects have firm faith can go anywhere. For instance, even if you don't receive Muralis, your intellects know that you belong to Baba. Baba has explained, you souls have become Tamo Pradhan. Now remember the Father and you will become Sato Pradhan from Tamo Pradhan. Only from the one Father do you receive this great mantra. No one else can give it to you. Only the Father says, sweet children, only with the power of remembrance can you become Sato Pradhan from Tamo Pradhan. There are these terms, but they don't enter anyone's intellect. You now understand that Baba truly did use these expressions in the previous cycle too. Renounce all bodily religions and consider yourselves to be souls. All of those religions are of the bodies. The Father of all is one. All souls call out to the one Father. Even the Pope remembers God. He says, O God the Father, have mercy. Transform the angry intellects of human beings so that they don't fight among themselves. They only remember the one Father. They don't remember anyone else. Only to Shiv Baba do people call out, come and purify us. When you become pure, you will not be able to stay in this dirty world of Ravan. A new world is then definitely required. This Iron Age will change and become that Golden Age. However, they don't even understand this much. A doctor who came here said that the Iron Age will just continue eternally. How could there be the Iron Age for all that time? Is the Iron Age so good? They don't understand anything, but they just have that love, and so they bring others here too. Although the arrow doesn't strike them, if the arrow strikes those whom they bring, they will receive some commission. They will go to heaven. When they come and listen to even a little of this knowledge from the Father, they will definitely go to heaven. They would have at least come and sat in front of Heavenly God the Father. The Father explains, I am the Father of all. Some don't believe how Shiv Baba could come. If a soul can come, why can't I come? A soul can shed a body and enter another body, so can I not do the same? How else would I come? People call out, O purifier Baba, come and make us pure from impure. The Father says, I only come once every cycle in Bharat, at the confluence age. I come when you have completed your 84 births. You children have the faith that Baba has come to give you the inheritance once again. The Father says, my business is to change this old world and establish a new world. This is why it is remembered. There is the establishment of a new world and the destruction of the old world. You will then sustain it there. You have received enlightenment. When you see the Kali temple, you think that it is a false image. Kali is really Jagadamba, but she doesn't have such a fearsome form. In Bengal, they offer sacrifices to Kali, but they don't know anything. Hundreds of thousands of people go to the Jagadamba temple. It is as though there is a constant gathering taking place. They have just placed a small idol there and named it Jagadamba. There can only be one Jagadamba. Look how a Kali temple was built in Sindh. Once a bomb exploded in a fortress, and so a fakir, holy man, said that the goddess Kali had become angry, and they therefore built a temple to Kali there. However, who is Kali? They don't know anything. You have now received this knowledge. There is nothing that you don't know. You know that you are claiming the inheritance from Baba. Therefore, you have to make full effort. The first type of sorrow starts when Kumars and Kumaris get married. Never think about getting married. The father says, this kingdom of Ravan is now to be destroyed. It is now a vicious household path. People remember the deities who belonged to that viceless family path. No one knows who created those completely viceless deities. The Golden Age is a completely viceless world. In the scriptures, they have shown that vice existed there too. However, that is a viceless world. There is so much difference between that viceless world and this vicious world. These things are not in the intellect of anyone else. You know that when there was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan, there were very few human beings. There was just the one religion. Then growth began to take place afterwards. You have to go around the whole cycle. Only then can you say that you went around the whole earth. You cannot go around the whole ocean. In the Golden Age, there are very few people, and they therefore take up very little space. Now the limits of the human world are at an end. The few souls who are still up above are also continuing to come down. The number of people continues to increase. Then, when all the souls up above have come down, you souls will reach your karmateet stage and shed your bodies and return home. They will be coming down here and you will be going up there. Those few will continue to come down. This is a matter of understanding. We will be the first ones to go and live there. There shouldn't be anyone else remaining there when we go there. These are matters of detail. Even so, the father says to you children, Acha, remember your beloved father. You will benefit by remembering the father. People study history and geography a great deal. They go very far up, even to the moon. That is the arrogance of science. They go to extremes. There is nothing up there on the moon. You go even beyond the sun and moon. You now have this knowledge in your intellects. You understand that Baba tells you all of this according to the drama plan. Only the Father says, I make you pure from impure. This is in my part. I play my part on the path of devotion too. For it is in the drama. Just as you are actors, so I too am an actor. My duty is to make you pure from impure. Whoever does something, he is praised. There is so much praise of Lakshmi and Narayan, but who made them so worthy? They were the masters of the land of happiness. There are now many types of sorrow. Someone may die today. There may be a quarrel. Someone may have hundreds of thousands. But if he falls ill or something happens, what can anyone do? Birla had so much wealth. They may have wealth in one birth. There is no one who doesn't experience some sorrow. Everyone has one type of sorrow or another. Everything, money, etc., is now to turn to dust. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Attain your Karmateet stage and return home. However, you can only go when souls stop coming down. Keep these details in your intellect and remember the one beloved Father with a lot of love. 2. You have received enlightenment with this knowledge. Therefore, let your intellect have faith and claim your full inheritance from the Father. Wherever you may be living, make effort with the power of remembrance to make yourself, your soul, Sato Pradhan from Tamo Pradhan. Blessing. May you become free from body consciousness and receive respect from the whole world by remaining stable in your self-respect. The main aim of this study is to become detached from body consciousness and to become soul conscious. The way to become detached and free from body consciousness is to remain constantly stable in your self-respect. By remaining stable in any of the many types of self-respect of the confluence age and the future, your body consciousness will continue to finish. Those who remain stable in their self-respect receive respect from everyone automatically. Those who remain constantly stable in their self-respect become world emperors and they receive respect from the whole world. Slogan. To be able to mould yourself according to the time is to become real gold. Aviat signal. Stay in the volcanic stage and experience powerful remembrance. Now become fearless and volcanic and burn away the tamoguni quality of matter and souls. Tapasya means volcanic remembrance. It is only by your having remembrance that the fearsome form of Maya and the elements will become cool. Your third eye, your volcanic eye, will make Maya powerless. Om Shanti.